our main thrust is on supporting the country on issues around supporting the population, the vulnerable population, in particular the women and youth, starting micro-enterprises on sustainable livelihood skills, on a combination of rule of law, access to justice, on strengthening community security and conflict prevention. Now, within rule of law, for example, you have support. We support issues around police and prisons, issues around legal aid, and so on and so forth. On micro-enterprises, UNDP has just launched a very, very ambitious program of supporting the women and youth of South Sudan to develop, to kickstart micro-enterprises, small enterprises. And this may not be so intuitive, but you have to see that there are hundreds and thousands of people from neighboring countries who are having small businesses in South Sudan across different locations. And now those opportunities are being passed by the women and youth of South Sudan. So UNDP is trying to train them, to skill them, to recognize those opportunities, to develop those businesses, and look at self-employment as an opportunity. We do not have formal sector employment for the vast majority of youth in this country because the government jobs are already taken and then private sector is still evolving. Therefore, you know, this trust on self-employment, I think, is valuable. We know this is an incredibly young country. This over 70% or up to 70% of the people are youth, classified as youth, women and youth. So basically, we, in that spirit, I think our focus is to work very closely with them. Now, one final point I wanted to make, and I'll close, point about this climate change and links to how South Sudan is impacted. Now, this is not very intuitive in the current context because we tend to think about the big ticket issues of the political settlement, the peace agreement, and the Commission on Truth, Reconciliation, Healing, and so on. But I think we should not lose sight of these issues, and they are deeply, deeply connected to how the people eke out their livelihoods. So, for example, 80% or more than 80% of South Sudan is involved in agriculture-linked activities. And you will notice that the incidence of drought and floods is increasing in South Sudan. And you wonder why. And the reason is the temperature in South Sudan is 2.5 degrees higher, is getting more warm, 2.5 times warmer than other countries. And that is having impact all across on agriculture, on the incidence of flooding, on deforestation, for example. 1.5% of the forests are being cut in South Sudan. This is a huge, huge challenge for South Sudan. It's not top of the line priority, but I think we must not lose sight of it. It's critical to keep it on the table. And UNDP is supporting the government. We have developed a national disaster risk reduction policy, which is in its final drafting stages. The final workshop to validate the policy itself is being planned in November. And basically, we are helping the country to adapt, the people to adapt their agricultural practices to climate change.